Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Mr. Russell Patterson from AID Atlanta. Russell, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad you're here, and you are here this month for a very specific reason, to talk with our listeners about National HIV Testing Day.
Yes.
Could you share exactly what that is and when that is?
Yes. So National HIV Testing Day is recognized June 27th annually. This is a date that is recognized all across our country. And that is the date where we really, really encourage our communities to go out to get tested in droves and large amounts. And those are usually opportunities where we bring testing and bring outreach into the communities. So it's one of those things where you don't have to step into a clinic on that day or go to some place that may make you feel uncomfortable. Testing is usually going to be presented at your local Walgreens. If you're seeking out testing with AID Atlanta, we'll actually be testing for that full weekend. We'll start off at West End Mall on June 24th and test from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we'll also be testing Monday. We'll take it to Dismas Charities on Fulton Industrial. And that Tuesday, which is the actual day, June 27th, we'll be testing at Dugan's on Ponce during their $2 Tuesday. We'll be testing from 8 p.m. until 12 a.m. So no reason not to get tested. But it's a great day to come out and find a local place that you can go in. And HIV tests nowadays are about 1 minute, so in and out.
Now, who should go test it? This is National HIV Testing Day. Who should take the time out of their busy schedule to make sure that they participate in this?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. So the answer to that is anyone with a sexual history. And so I know that sounds kind of broad, but the reason why we say that is because many times we find our folks are going to get tested, but they're not getting tested at the right window period of time. And so HIV has anywhere usually from about a 30 to a 90 day window to where it will show up on a test with an individual. So if a person may have been sexually active several months ago but hadn't gotten tested in that right window, now may be a good time. So we always ask people to make sure you're getting tested at the right time. So any individual who's been sexually active, the good thing about the state of Georgia is that a young person as young as 16 years old can come in and get tested independent of an adult. Now, if they do test reactive, we then do need to find a guardian to get them into care. But that's the benefit of being in the state of Georgia, is a person can come in at the age of 16. If parents know their children are sexually active, by all means, make it a family event. Bring the kids in, bring the teens in with you, that sort of thing, get them tested. But we see astronomical numbers in just about every single age group. We're seeing it now with our 60 and over group with new diagnoses. So we just encourage anyone to get tested.
I like that. If you have a sexual history, this is something that you really need to do.
Yeah.
You mentioned teenagers, and I was recently at a health summit where the Bush AIDS initiative that is working still in Africa were talking about some of the challenges. And one of the challenges that they mentioned was young girls having sex with older men who don't know their status. And then those young girls are also having sex with, you know, young men, and it becomes this vicious cycle. Recently, Atlanta was compared to third world countries with their number of adults in our metropolitan area who are positive. Is that a challenge that we're finding locally as well?
Yes, we definitely are seeing that challenge locally. But I love the fact that you spoke to that, because I think that as African-American communities and communities that are seeing those high infection rates, I think that what we need to speak to is cycles that are happening, because the thing is that if we don't know history, then it's bound to repeat itself. And so we do see much of that kind of revolving door, if you will, of individuals who, one, don't know their status, individuals who are not clear about how they can become infected with HIV, so they don't see themselves at risk. So, you know, we have males that say, you know, well, because I'm not the receiving partner, then I'm less at risk. We have individuals that say, you know, because I've only been with this number of people, I'm less at risk, that sort of thing. And so none of those things really, in the grand scheme of things, really hold true. So we really need to start disseminating facts into our community about what really puts us at risk, because many times we just don't know risk factors. We don't understand certain things, and we're still walking around with ignorance that some of us unfortunately picked up from, you know, grandma's table, from our communities, from friends, and it's not accurate. So our goal is to get accurate information.
I find that amazing that in the 21st century, 2017, there are still people in our community who don't know how you contract HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just share?
Absolutely. Okay, well, yeah, hey, let's start. That's a good place to start. So HIV is transmitted through blood, semen, vaginal fluid, and breast milk. Breast milk, we're more so concerned about the babies as it concerns that. Breast milk doesn't generally infect an adult. So children can be born to HIV positive mothers nowadays, and they can be negative. And that's a matter of generally a mother seeking out a cesarean section. But mothers are generally encouraged not to breastfeed those children just because those children don't have developed immune systems yet. So that's the benefit of medicine and medical care in the 21st century. But blood, semen, vaginal fluid, those are the things that impact us every day.
So if you're having unprotected sex, mm-hmm. you're at risk for contracting HIV. And in metropolitan Atlanta, that risk factor goes up significantly because mm-hmm. of the number of adults that we are aware of
yeah.
in metropolitan Atlanta mm-hmm. who are positive.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So definitely, you know, again, having that level of awareness. We're in Atlanta. This is what our stats speak to. You know, I always tell people all the time, whether you're married, whether you're committed, whether you've been with someone 30 years, you don't take anyone in your pocket with you all day, every day. You have no clue. And so I just encourage people to just think about what's in their best interest, to want to protect themselves, not to be accusatory about a partner, not to say they are or they're not, but this is just about me. Make it personal.
And it's very personal.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people who believe they're in a monogamous relationship, mm-hmm. they may be believing that in
yeah.
their heart.
Yeah.
But if your head is telling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to keep that balance of heart and head at all times, please.
And we're making light of it, but
yeah.
this is serious because
yeah.
it's
yeah.
your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Russell, you mentioned something else about in our community, the number of citizens over the age of 60
mm-hmm.
who are now facing HIV has increased significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Could you share just a little bit about that age group and what's going on?
Absolutely. So we are seeing an increase in that number, but also when we think about the 60 and over crew, generally those are the folks who came from the day where, you know, the least they worried about was, you know, gonorrhea or chlamydia, if even. So there wasn't really much else to worry about. So when you start talking about 60-year-olds, especially those who are heterosexual, they don't really see themselves at risk, especially if they're engaged sexually with someone of the same age category. So they don't really see kind of the major risk factors. What we're really talking about in the grand scheme of things really is about the getting tested component, but also how important it is that a person is aware of their status. Because with the new medicines and drugs that are out and are available now, if a person can get on their medications, generally a person can become undetectable within 30 days. That completely lowers their risk of them transmitting it to their partners. So that awareness is key.
I'm so glad you said that. As I mentioned to you and I've said before on the show, I had a friend last year who died from full-blown AIDS, which I didn't even know was possible. I thought everyone knew,
mm-hmm.
get tested, find out your status. If you're positive, there are pills. And it's not even the cocktail anymore. They've
yeah.
got it down to...
Yes. So now it's down to a person maybe on one pill. And because pills now have a combination of different treatments available in them. So a person may just be on one pill. And the goal is that that person stay in treatment and care, that that person stay on their medications, that they don't run out, that they let us know if they are running low, that sort of thing. Because literally those medications are designed to lower the viral load. Once that viral load is lowered enough, that person can become undetectable. Undetectable lowers a person's chances of transmitting HIV higher than 90%.
And you live.
Yeah, Yeah, it's nowadays managing HIV can be really just as simple as managing something like diabetes, but it's just a matter of staying in care and treatment and doing your part, and also making sure that you have a strong support network of people who are going to stay with you.
So if HIV in the medical community is actually being managed like diabetes, mm-hmm. how is it that the general community is so unaware of that and still so afraid of getting a test and finding out what's going on?
Mm-hmm. So I think that one of the things that we've done that has kind of weakened our stance as a community is we stopped having these conversations. We somehow dismissed HIV and we thought it was just all under control. And we don't realize that we still have people as young as 11 and 12 years old that are testing positive. We still have people over 60 that are testing positive. We still have people that die from HIV-related complications. All those things still happen. We still have people that fall out of care because either they can't afford medications. And if there was ever an administration to be concerned about your folks, making sure they're taken care of, it's now. So folks not being able to take their medications, ashamed to come into to come in and say, hey, I don't have the money. What else? What other resources are there? And there are supplies that we can give folks for a certain period of time to cover them until we can get them back up and going. So there's all these resources, but somehow our community has managed to stop talking about this issue, and it really, really is impacting us.
And this is not a gay issue, a straight issue, a black issue, a white issue. This is really a human issue because humans tend to have sex.
Absolutely. Well, people ask me that question all the time, Kipling. I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things I hear often is, do you see mostly gay men? Do you see mostly this? Do you see, I've been doing this now for 10 years. And I have seen some of everyone impacted by it. And I've seen also our communities impacted by the changes that have happened. So when, what's the movie, Straight Outta Compton, or that came, and so there was this flood of people that came in after they saw the movie. There was another celebrity, Eazy-E. Yeah. And then there was another celebrity, a white male celeb, who came out about his status. And I can't recall his name right now. Charlie Sheen came out about his status. We had a whole nother flood, a whole nother sector of our community that came out and said, I need to get tested because they identified with people. So the more people spoke truth to power, then our folks began to come up because they began to identify with those people and say, okay, that could be me. So I need to go out and get tested. So we got to increase those conversations.
And one of the other thing that we know about our city, unfortunately, is human sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Could you share just a little bit about how that impacts the number of people with HIV?
Wow. Okay. So Atlanta ranks, I believe, in the top three, and this is what the most recent statistics that I have as far as in human sex trafficking that happens. And so what we know is that human sex trafficking, people many times kind of don't really grasp how all that happens. Human sex trafficking can happen in something as simple as a young person who's coming from high school every day going home, and a person offers them a job, and all of a sudden they're bartering with them, and they start transitioning them into sexual services, but they're giving this kid money, and the kid wants money. So it happens in the simplest forms, but it starts there, and it becomes sex with older adults. As we mentioned, the situation in Africa, it happens here every single day. Older adults that are either not aware of their status, are not concerned about their status, and they pass this on to our young people as well. So that's how that happens, and it's a growing number. On average, they have about 300 to 400 new cases that happen every single day here in Atlanta.
I just find that amazing. Mm-hmm. We know that Aid Atlanta just suffered a severe budget cut. A lot of groups that are doing outreach to our community suffered some budget cuts. Tell our listeners how they can assist and help Aid Atlanta stay afloat to do the work that you guys are doing.
Absolutely. So every year in October, we have AIDS Walk. Huge in the community, happens, begins at Piedmont Park. That's a big way to participate. You just gather up a team, raise funds, come out there. You can either walk or run. There's HIV testing that's out there. There's vendors that's out there. And it's just a way of getting out in the community and showing your support. Also, you can go to our website, aidatlanta.org, and you can find a way to directly donate or find a way to even volunteer. If you don't have the financial resources, we truly do thrive off of our volunteer support. So there's a lot of different ways in which to give back.
Russell, I want to thank you for coming again and sharing this important work with our listeners. I want to remind everyone that National HIV Testing Day is June 27th, mm-hmm. And you can go to aidatlanta.org to get the schedule for where they'll be and go out and get tested. It's better than to know than to not know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Russell, thank you so much.
Thank you.